You're listening to Cold OD Messianic Congregation's weekly podcast. Our services are every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. For more information, like us on Facebook or visit our website at coldod.org.
In Exodus 13, let's look at just those two verses, verse 17 and 18. After Pharaoh had let the people go, God did not lead them along the road to the land of the Philistines, though that was nearby. For God said, this people might change their minds if they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the way of the desert, the wilderness, Midbar, the desert, so to the Sea of Reeds, Yom Suf. And the children of Israel went out of the land of Egypt armed, it says, but that could be translated different ways. They went out in an orderly way. How does God direct us? What is the road upon which he leads us? The way through the land of the Philistines would have been the shortest route, and it ran parallel to the Mediterranean coast in a northeasterly direction. Do we not have slides up for that? I got slides. So, all right. There we go. So this would be the Lord led them via a very difficult southerly route, and it seemed to be in the wrong direction. The word lead, nacha, let's say nacha, got it up there for you, nacha, means to lead to a goal, means to satisfy or to lead to a goal. So God's goal, listen, God's goal is not our goal. His goal is Romans 8:29. For us as believers. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed, to be shaped into the image, the likeness of his son. Messiah likeness is his goal for us. And it doesn't come overnight, but through many hills and valleys, through tears as well as triumphs. And my goal should be the same. Philippians 1, 20 and 21. That's the only verses I'm going to read. Besides this, that I want you to think about today. Jason, what he read before the worship time was Philippians, quoted from Philippians as well. It says, my eager expectation, Paul says, and hope is that in no way I will be put to shame, but that with complete boldness, Messiah will even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether through life or through death. For to me to live is the Messiah, and to die is gain. For me to live as the Messiah. How could God do this to me? It's not right. Listen, you're going in the opposite direction, it seems. How could God cause this to happen, allow it to happen? Listen, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's not all about you or all about me. It's about Yeshua. It's all about Yeshua. The word karov, let's say karov, means nearby. And this word, those are some of the potential routes. We don't know exactly, of course, which way they went, but some ideas. But the word means karov, nearby. And what's close by is not necessarily what's best. The first option or solution is not always the right one. 1 Corinthians 15, 45, 46 says this: the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam, became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, then the spiritual. What? It's a sort of taking that as an application, but what's close by is not necessarily what's best. Don't settle for what's fastest or easiest. Don't marry just to have somebody. You don't go to a church or synagogue because it's near where I live. Pray and be led by God to the right person to marry, to go to the place where God places you to be fed and to serve. Isaiah 48, 17 and 18, thus says Adonai, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am Adonai, your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. If only you had listened to my commandments, God said, then your peace would be like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. If only you'd listened. I'm teaching you. I want you to profit, but I lead you in the way you should go. God's way is not the way of convenience. It's not close by, but around. not the easy way, but the harder one. The slow, indirect route, not the speedier, direct one. And listen, it may even seem wrong to us. Why does God have me at this job right now? Seems like the opposite thing is happening than what should be happening to me. We're going in the wrong direction rather than the correct one. Amen. God so led them, our ancestors, our forefathers, put them in such conditions and circumstances in which they would need constant miracles in order to survive. They would learn dependence upon Him. Hopefully would learn it. They were supposed to learn it. We were supposed to learn it. It would also be more difficult to return to Egypt being further away in the desert. Psalm 37 says this, verse 23, 24, "The steps of a man are ordered by the Lord," or made firm by the Lord, "and he delights in his way. Though he fall," and I love it because in the Hebrew it really says, "and he fall," like he will fall. God says, it's going to happen. "And he fall, he will not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. If any man serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there also will my servant be. If anyone serves me," Yeshua said, "the Father will honor him." John 12, 26. "All things are for your sakes." 2 Corinthians 4, 15. "And therefore we don't lose heart." They didn't go the desert. The way of the Philistines. And in Hebrew, Derech Eretz Pilistim. I got it somewhere if you go down a few slides. A couple more, I think. One or two more. They didn't go, there we go. They didn't go the way of the Philistines. And that could be translated really meaning, the root meaning, level land. The way of level land. God led them the way of the word of God. It could be, also you could take, because Davar is in there, the Midbar desert. And the Yom Sof, the sea's end. God's way or God's road is not the easy one, but the harder one. But it's so much more exciting and rewarding. It's more difficult, highs and lows, but not boring, level land. We lived in South Florida, and it's great, Southeast Florida, but for 5 years, it was to me so boring. Everything's level. The only hills were the, what do they call them? Not the sand dunes. No, what do they call it where they put the garbage? Yeah, the garbage, the landfills, right? Yeah, those are the old. It's so boring. I love our diversity of Tennessee. So listen, but wherever the Lord has you. God's way is creative, imaginative, not mundane and ordinary. The contrast and diversity versus sameness, not sameness and conformity. "The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn." This is a great verse. Proverbs 4:18. Hide it in your heart. "The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, shining brighter and brighter until the full day." Isn't that a great verse? Yes. I love that. Always love that one. The word around, savav, let's say savav, that's the root. And it literally means to rotate, to revolve. God rotated his people. He revolved. He rotated his people. It may seem sometimes like we're going in circles in a revolving door. It may seem that way sometimes. And God said in verse 17, the people might change their minds if they see war and return to Egypt. God knows our capacity, doesn't he? He knows what we can handle. They hadn't any modern weaponry at that time, having come out of Egypt, nor battle experience, very unlike Israel today, of course. So proud when we see Israelis, they all, serving in the IDF, everyone, the Air Force, everything, the protection. 1 Corinthians 10, 13 is a great verse. It says, "No temptation has taken you but such, except what's common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what? What you're able." We know it. Beyond what you can handle. "With the temptation, he will provide a way of escape so you'll be able to endure it." God knows what we are ready for and what we are not ready for yet. If as a new believer you face certain battles or hostility, perhaps you would have reconsidered your decision to follow Yeshua, or I would have. So God protects us from it, from some of it. As we grow and mature, he knows what we can handle. And we will face war. We do face war. I know we faced it last night. It must be because Rick is powerful, has something really powerful God's going to share from. I really mean that. And because we've all faced several, Jason all faced some real attacks yesterday. And so God knows, and we face war, but he wants us to be ready for it, and he wants us to win when we face it.
Amen.
So it's a paradox. The way God led them was less intense without full-scale war yet, but it was longer and more difficult. God doesn't give us what we cannot bear, but he doesn't mean he makes it easy. We had a remarkable, exciting deliverance across the Red Sea, but now the journey ahead is it's the long haul. And so Paul says in Romans 5, he goes through that sequence, Romans 5, we've been peace with God, we have peace with God through, we are justified by faith, we have peace with God in Romans 5, 1 and 2. And it says, not only we rejoice in the hope of the sharing of the glory of God, but we rejoice in tribulations or trials also. We have suffering also. We boast in the suffering. We know it produces perseverance, perseverance, character, character, hope. Hope doesn't disappoint us. The love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who's given to us. That's the goal of God, that you're reduced to love, you know, to God's love, to being able to love. That's what comes through you. That's what he's after, shaping after his image, shaping into his likeness. In his great mercy, Peter says, he caused us to be born again to a living hope. And he said in 1 Peter 1, and he says, we rejoice in this greatly, in this living hope, even though now for a little while we've been distressed by various trials. It's part of God's plan. Not the way that was Karov. Let's say Karov again. Not the way that was Karov, but the way Savav, let's say Savav, the way around. Let's go back just to that, just a couple. I want to see the pictures of real modern Israel. But look at that. Not, you know, we think the desert is just this flat, you know, it can be pretty rugged. It was not easy. So as we think about that, yeah, and that is actually the children of Israel coming in the bottom. That's what they were telling me. Someone took a picture of it. Okay, so praise the Lord. So just wanted you to get that point. And so, Father, we just thank you.